Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that no sannyasi would see, should see that wooden female
figure.
This is somewhat resembling to lust of this world, but yet it is not lust, but very high. So, what to do? We can tell some where there is not so high thought. You want to read next?
Text 30? O lotus-eyed one, at some time will I adorn your fingers with glittering rings and your two graceful arms, which are so dear to Lord Hari, with blue armlets studded with jewels.
This is 28?
30.
30?
28 was about the kanchuli, and 29 was about the pearls.
Mala.
Mm-hmm.
Mukta Mala. 29. It has been done. And then 30th is this and this. Though he is not a sadhak, he is siddha, but yet he is playing the role of sadhak. He has passed the stage of anarthanubhuti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav. In bhavavastha he is. So he is always in that mood, 24 hours. But sometimes in internal, half-internal, and in this sense, but when he is in senses, he is reminding all these things, always. No worldly things he remembers. What he has seen in Spurti, or inner dasa, he is remembering all this. In last sloka, what he has done? He has given mukta mala in the neck and in the Bastakshal of Srimati Radhika. This is the bed of Krishna. Then Krishna is so much in klanti. Klanti means
tired.
Bilashtang. So Shiva is doing that seva. And when he began to give that mala in the neck, she said that there was nothing. He came in senses and began to read, rolling down on the bank of Raghapur, weeping. After some time, he became senseless, like, and he saw that he was with, she was with Srimati Radhika. I have told that Radhika has taken bath in Java, and all the sakhis are there, especially Tulasi or Rati Manjari, is decorating Srimati Radhika. And remembering Srimati Radhika, the pastimes of with Krishna, and all the sakhis are sometimes laughing, sometimes joking, and remembering Srimati Radhika. Now he is given the mala. He is giving, she is giving chudi in the hands. Chudi, you know?
Bracelet.
Like green bracelet, and very beautiful
rings,
finger rings. And remembering Srimati Radhika, how Krishna gives this, because these arms of Srimati Radhika, Krishna wants that it should come in my neck, and so it is very near and dear to Krishna, these hands. Very smooth, very round, very pleasant, having some fragrance also. So, Hari Daita, Hari Krishna, Daita means?
Beloved.
These hands are very dear to Krishna. So he wants to decorate his hands. Now, giving this bracelet in the hands of Srimati Radhika, remembering how Krishna decorates with these bracelets into your hands, and gives very good rings in your fingers. So remembering this, Manichaya Khachitabhi Neela Chudavali. Manichaya Khachitabhi. Various kinds of money.
Jewel.
Are in that churis, bracelets. when they serve Krishna, Krishna becomes so pleased, And they
Baju
jhankar karti hai.
Sound of the braces.
That Krishna attracts to that sound. Raghunath Das Goswami has told that Radhika's Swarup is made of Mallik Krishna Mahabhava. His everything, his all ornaments are made of Mahabhava. So this Shuri is also also of Mahabhava. Here he is telling Neela Chudavali. Neela Chudavali, the color of the bracelets are neel. Same color as Krishna's neel. Srimati Radhika wears the cloth, this thing, or any ornament which is near and dear to Krishna, and which reminds Krishna. So he, anything which is like black or neel, she, if she sees that thing, he remembers all this. So everything he wants to take, which is as a neel. So neela chudi. His in Radha Sudhanidhi it is written, Krishna Pakho Navakubalayam Krishna Sarastamalo Nilambhojastava Rutipadam Nam Rupaik Ischa Krishna. Krishna name is very near and dear to Radhika. Krishna Roop is very near dear to Srimati Radhika. Krishna Paksha Ratri. The night, there are two kinds of night, Krishna Paksha and Gauru Paksha. Krishna Paksha, in which Krishna takes neel sari, neel everything, and goes to Krishna Avishar. So Krishna Paksha, that anyone cannot see her. So Neel Paksha, Andhakar Ratri, is suitable for Srimati Radhika. So it is very near and dear to Radhika. Neel Kamal, red Kamal, and there are so many various kinds of colors. But Srimati Radhika only chooses Neel Kamal, not reddish, not anything. Because this resembles to Krishna's swarup. Kamal is Shyam, neel. So he loves very much that Kamal tree. She does not love Kadamba tree, but Kamal tree, not anyone other tree. But Kamal has no qualification at all. Its fruits are not useful, like a poison. When anyone's feet becomes
when it touches the flower, it pokes you.
Hmm.
It pinches?
Pinches.
Pokes.
And also, the fruit is used when any one state has become, मैंने उसको सड़ जाता है पैर, क्या होता है पैर में सड़ जाता है ना, बरसात से पानी से
इंजुरी
बाय रॉट
इन्फेक्शन,
व्हेन द पेट्स आर रॉटन बाय वाटर, ऑलवेज वाटर वाटर
इन्फेक्टेड,
देन दैट फ्रूट इज गिवन वेरी विश पॉइजन. So anyone does not eat, an animal does not take it. No very great tree, anyhow, but it is resembles to Krishna. So it is very near, near to Radhika. And Radhika loves it, so we also love it. Otherwise, no quality, no good fruits, sweet fruits are anything. Goat cannot take the lips of a cow, does not take the lips of tamal because it is somewhat
bitter,
not sweet, like tulsi, like mango, when new one reddish, we can take, or other lips we can take, but not tamal. But yet it resembles, it has been told that Rupa Goswami perhaps or anyone has told that I am writing this Vidagdha Madhav. It has no qualification, but only the affection, love with Radhika and Krishna it has. No other qualification. But yet, when bhakti will see it, then they will so much love this. So Radhika Mandali sees that if it is resembles to Krishna, like Krishna, and it remembers Krishna, then it sees love. So Krishna Paksha Rat, night of Krishna Paksha, Neel Kamal, Tamal, Nau Megh, you know,
new
clouds, like Krishna. Sometimes Srimati Radhika prays the clouds. Sometimes she has so much envy from all these things. Sometimes, when she is in what?
Man.
She does not go near Tamal, does not like to see
clouds. She doesn't like Shyamalata.
Neel Kamal, don't. She will tell her. So when she is in mood of not in Vira, man, then she loves this
black
or nil chulet. But when she is in man, she will take up all these churi and fell it. Because the symptom of Mahabhav is that anything which is like Krishna, 1% even, but to tell of 100%, 1% also, the quality of Krishna, the color of Krishna. She sees Mahabhagavat dekhe sthaur jangam, taha taha hoye tar Shri Krishna is pura. So anything which is like Krishna in any way, Bhakta Mahabhagavat, seeing them, Krishna Spurti comes here, like Uddipana. This is the symptom of Mahabhagava. And Srimati is not Srimad Mahabhagava. She is the guru of the Mahabhagava. She is what? Mahabhava Sarupa Radhika. She is like Krishnamayi. She is Krishnamayi.
She sees Krishna.
Always seeing Krishna. Always seeing Krishna. Krishnamayi tar antare bahir. Outside and inside. Everywhere. Where she sees Krishna. Anywhere. If you will see, she will see that tree, she will remember Krishna, because it is Nirguna. If you will see anything, bash, you know, bansi,
bamboo,
she will remember bansi and again Krishna, anything. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in his real form, inner form, in Tulasi, she is also Krishnamayi. At first she is Radhamayi. And Srimati Radhika almost comes in that manjari, Tulasi. So, the mood of Radhika comes in the mood of that Raghunath Das Goswami. So he is telling to Radhika in Indivarakshi. Indivarakshi. Indivarakshi means
blue.
Kamala Nayana, but Indivar.
Indi, blue, dark.
So it seems that Srimati Radhika has taken Krishna in his eyes, always. So says Indivarakshi. And hearing this, Srimati Radhika becomes so pleased. She is thinking that she knows my all moods and remembering me, Krishna, by this Indivar. Krishna is Indivar and she is Indivarakshi. So, remembering Srimati Radhika, she is giving the bracelets in the hands of Radhika. Remember the past times when Srimati Radhika with these bracelets embraces Krishna and Krishna become controlled to Radhika. When Radhika is out of sight and Krishna is searching, anyhow this makes sounds, Krishna knows that where is Srimati Radhika and Krishna goes to Radhika and meets. So she is very helpful to Krishna in searching also. This Hari is who? Hari Daip. Hari Daip means beloved of Radhika is Hari. Not beloved of Krishna is Radhika, but beloved of
Radhika.
So, Srimati Radhika thinks that Krishna is mine. Krishna is her. And this is bhav. This bhav is so
strong
and high. Chandravali has the bhav that I am of Krishna, but here Krishna is of Radhika, and Krishna is light, likes so much. This is the madhya bhav. Here, why he is told Hari, the beloved of Radhika, why he has told Hari, there is word Hari, Hari Daita, because he takes the shame, Bhamya, Man, those who are obstacle in meeting. Krishna takes all these things. So Haran means Hari. Yeah.
Take away.
So here is Hari. Krishna is so wise that by his rule, by his virtues, qualities, beautiful qualities, and Venu Madhurya, he takes all the things which are obstacle for Radha to meet Krishna, and Srimati Radhika at once meets with Krishna, giving up lajja, man, bhamya and all that. So he is Hari. When Radhika is in Man, he makes a strong desire that I will not see Krishna. Anyhow, what Krishna will do, he will try, but I will not see Krishna, I will not speak with Krishna. But at that time also, eyes are not in control. The eyes of Radhika is not in control. She has made up her mind strongly that I will not see, but eyes are going to see. He has a strong will that I will not go to Krishna, but feet are going towards him. He has made up her mind that I will never
talk
to Krishna, but her mind and heart always like to talk to Krishna. He has forbidden her nose that don't take the fragrance of Krishna, but they are always eager to talk. She has forbidden her ears not to hear the sound and bansidhvani of Krishna. But they are not listening at all. They are out of control. Once Purnima came and told her that I have heard that you were chaste lady in whole Braj, but now so much
rumor
is going on that you are not chaste lady, you are very much asakta with Krishna. She told that, what can I do? I made up my mind very strongly that I will not
see Krishna
and I will not have anything connection with Krishna. But when he sees me, he comes to me. When I push him, he comes to me. When I like to cry, to get that person, he
covers my mouth.
And when I want to run from there, he
drops my way.
And what should I do? You should tell that if Krishna does with you all these things, what will you do? So, when she meshed in her mind that I will not speak, I will not speak to Krishna, then at once Krishna comes, you see, and waits for me, that only you should
look at me,
only one time. Once you should, I will go away. She always trying to see from there, here, but not directly. So in Radhara Sudhanidhi it is has been told that those who have not seen this pastime of Krishna and Radha, their eyes are in them, their mind is in them, their heart is in them, that person is useless. So reminding all these things, Raghunath Das Goswami or Tulsi Manjari is giving this practice in the hands and these. When she was giving all these things to Radhika, in his swaroop or his spurti, and reminding Srimati Radhika, Krishna, when he was giving, at once he came in
consciousness,
and that his spurti went on. And she saw that there are no hands of Srimati Radhika. Again waiting. Now he is prarthana, doing prarthana. The when that day will come, post Srimati Radhike, kneel in the Varakshi, that I will give that kneel kinds of chudi, bracelets in your hands, and kneel money given in the finger
ring
round.
Ring.
I will give in your hands. And she is dipping and praying out of this. If a sadhak always remembering Krishna and Srimati Radhika, having the mood that I will serve them, always, not a single minute here in world, then this will automatically come in our mind.
I heard a story that I heard that you said it, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur delivered one ghost who was a pujari in his past life, in Navadvip. He was offensive to devotees, and then he became a ghost. And later on he was delivered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I was wondering if you could briefly tell that story. You know which one I mean?
I do.
He was, after he died, he was a ghost and he went on the roof of the
Why
temple.
Why he became ghost?
Because he was offending devotees.
Vaishnava.
And he was throwing rocks from the roof as a ghost. Can you tell that story? I heard it. You don't know it? Oh.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written anything?
You know, I heard some of the story. He was traveling with Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada.
But where it is written? I have not heard from my Gurudev or any chaste person. But I know that I have firm belief that anyone who are Vaishnava Hindu, Vaishnava against, they will be surely more than ghost. They will go to hell. Besides that, well than that, Vaishnava Hindu.
Someone may be externally serving Krishna, but if he's a Vaishnava Ninda, then Krishna is not accepting his service?
No. Like Jarasandha? Jarasandha is telling to Krishna that why you are flying away, running? You are very sadachari.
Well behaved.
You are sadachari, you know?
Good behavior.
Having no ill connection with any lady.
Oh.
Brahmachari.
You are brahmachari. You are not a liar. Param Satyavadi. You have born in very good family. Why he is telling? That your charitra achha nahi mane kya?
Heart? Your activities, your character.
Oh, yeah, character.
Not ability.
Behavior? Character.
Character. Your character is loose. That is, he is telling sadachari.
Uh-huh.
Opposite
uh-huh.
thing. Like, kya kata hai? Like?
Double meaning?
You are
sarcastic.
But this is Ninda.
What if one offends a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, and then that Mahabhagavat Vaishnava goes to Aprapat Lila before that sadhak is able to recognize their aparad and to beg at the lotus feet for forgiveness? What happens? How are they able to obtain
forgiveness?
क्या? उन्होंने कहा
है कि यदि किसी महाभागवत अपराध हो गया,
महाभागवत का अपराध नहीं होता, नो अपराध?
हाँ, हम महाभागवत का प्रति अपराध किया, लेकिन वो महाभागवत ने अप्रकट लीला में चले गया, तो वो चले जाने के बाद वो साधक रियलाइज किया, तो उसका कैसा प्रार्थना?
Always praying. Always weeping and lamenting for that. And doing always Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And knowing no, koi aparad nahi kare kisi bhi Vaishnava ko.
Not committing any more offenses to Vaishnava.
I said to anyone, then it will be.
That Mahabhagavat from the local.
Mahabhagavat does not take any offense to anyone, like Krishna. But his thief dust
takes
offense. Who is his dust? The follower of that Mahabhagavat.
Follower?
His disciples, and all others. They will take revenge.
Bas. So, my second call for now. Sar Maharaj. This picture had been taken in Delhi when I was giving lecture.
Right.
And all became so pleased and
blessed.
I told half an hour, who is controlling, he told me not to speak more. But all of them, they told that, oh, shut up your mouth. This will tell 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours. Then I continued and spoke more than
1 hour.
At that time, my age was
40 something?
About 30.
Okay.
Oh my. Very good.
About 30 years ago.
Very good.
But more than 30.
What were you talking about? What were you speaking about?
About the...
What happened at the moment?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and...
precepts.
At that time I was telling about Dasmul Tattva, ten principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and was explaining. I was reciting the sloka, Amnaya Praha Sattam Harimiha Paramam Sarva Shaktim Rasabdhim
Tavidhinnan
Shastya Jivan Prakriti Kavalitan Vimuktanshya Bhavat Veda Vedam Sakalam Abhihare Sadhanam
Suddha Bhakti
Bhaktim Saddham Tatri Timeve Iti Upadesati Ganan Bhauti Chandra Swayam Sat. That is me. Getting so many
examples
and slopes.
Of
all that.
You look the same.
At that time he had not taken sannyas.
No? No?
After that. He had not gone to West.
Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Saranga Maharaj?
Bhakti Saranga.
Which one is he?
He was the mayor of Delhi.
Jini Bhushadhan Nisar Maharaj.
Samaraj is still alive.
Mon Baba?
Yes.
Mon Baba? Very famous. Sita Bhurjan Pranashila Nikar Sanyasi, all has become now Sanyasi. Keep it very careful.